to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, we were talking about Killarney and how it's hopping at the moment with tourists, mainly American tourists. Great to see they're spending their money and keeping local businesses in good shape around there. Now, Martin, you're a taxi driver. You had people in your taxi recently who didn't have a good experience. What happened?
That's right, Damien. I picked up some people from Tampa Bar there, a couple from Australia, and they proceeded to tell me that the lady was robbed in Henry Street of approximately €750 in all her cards.
Yeah.
And she believed that she was followed from the bank, but then it was raining that particular day, and somebody bumped into her with a pram, and someone used a little bit of bad language and said that women with prams, and then somebody with an umbrella, and she seemed to be distracted, and then her purse was taken.
My God.
But anyway, after that, she went back to the hotel and she explained it to the manager of the hotel, and the hotel manager brought her over to Pier Street Garda Station.
Yeah.
And the problem she really had was in the Garda Station when she was trying to be looked after. She was fairly upset, and she was next in the queue, and three lads walked in behind her. And the guard proceeded to say to the three lads, "Are you three here to sign on the book?" Or something to that fact, you know. And they said yes, and he said, "Come up here and get this book and sign it." And the lady said, "I'm sorry, but I'm here a while. Could you please help me?" And the guard turned around and said to her, "Can you not see the fecking queue?" And she was absolutely disgusted of what a guard would say to her in the police station. Mm. Like, this lady was a tourist in the country. She'd just been robbed and looking for some sort of solace off a guard, and he just practically abuse her.
Well, that wouldn't be the usual experience now that people would have gone into Garda stations. In all fairness, it's fairly isolated. Having said all that, here was a woman, after being robbed, very upset about it in a foreign country, and she felt in the sanctuary of a Garda station that she would get some sympathy, but that didn't happen. So you discovered all of this when you were taking her and her husband to the airport, is that it?
That's correct. And I just asked him, as you usually would, say, how did you get on? How did you enjoy your trip and all this? And
yeah,
the gentleman just turned around and said, "My wife was robbed in Henry Street."
And proceeded to tell you the story. So will they be back?
Yeah. They're not coming back here. They said they'd never come back again.
God.
Now, I have subsequently got an email from them to explain the whole lot, which I've actually tried to forward on, but I couldn't, which I will do.
Yeah.
But in saying all that, Damien, in the end, she did speak to a bank guard in the station who was very good. She said she was really, really helpful. And, you know, she was helped her as much as she could. But just the way she was treated in the Garda station was shocking.
I know. And so they were Australian. And like you do a lot of work, I presume, to the airport like that. What is the, and you say you ask people how was their holiday, how did they get on? In general, what are people's experiences? Because we're hearing this week from natives, from people from Dublin, about antisocial behaviour, and we get it all the time, and for years and years people talking about antisocial behaviour and O'Connell Street and all of that. But in general, what are tourists' experiences? Are they mixed, or in the main, you know, do they have a great time in Dublin?
Well, you heard some of the tourists saying there is great spots and they have a lot of fun and good times. But there are tourists that say there's an awful lot of drug addicts around the place. And if you just have to walk down Temple Bar any time of the day, and you'll see the drug addicts around, and some of them shooting up in the Temple Bar area, you know. Now, there is a lot of Gardaí around every now and again. And they move them on, but they just move them down the lane.
So tourists do remark this to you, do they?
Oh, absolutely. There wouldn't be a tourist that gets into the car that doesn't remark about it.
Right, so they leave with a kind of a bitter taste in
yeah,
many cases.
You know, some of them have said they had a great time, but, you know, they really need to do something about the drug addicts around the area. You know, it's not, they would tell me it's not good for tourism.
Yeah, it's not an experience they'd have in other cities. That's not to say there isn't drug taking going on and people shooting up in other cities, but it's interesting just that would be the experience that you're coming across. But anyway, this couple, they emailed you and they got home safe and all that, but won't be coming back.
Yeah, they won't, but they said they'd never come back to Ireland again.
And just, it happened, the lady was distracted on Henry Street.
Yeah, what happened, somebody pushed a pram into her, some girl pushed a pram with a baby in the pram
okay.
into her.
Yeah.
And then the lady had an umbrella up.
Yeah.
And then some guy, which she thinks was part of the coy, so to speak, that it was the pram was the distractor.
Yeah.
And he shouted obscenely, like, women with umbrellas and women with prams. And she looked around to him, and then her purse was taken from her bag.
Jenny. That's the way they did it. Okay, thanks for that, Martin. I want to bring Mike in at this point. Mike, go ahead. This wouldn't happen to you because you never venture across O'Connell Bridge, is that right?
O'Connell Street is a kip, Damien, and thank you for taking my call. It's a total kip. There's nothing to see down O'Connell Street. Cheap, tacky shops. It's been allowed, been run down for years, and the certain undesirables that inhabit it don't help the situation.
Where do you live, Martin?
Well, I live in the D4.
Right.
Yeah. So I do go into town, Damien. I do socialise in town. I'm aware. I like going into town. I like my city, and it should be free for everyone to walk in and you know, have a drink and have a cup of coffee and that. But I want to say specifically about a caller who rang on Wednesday called Paula. Now, I think her interview was excellent, and she should be commended the way she spoke to Joe Duffy about her experiences in Dublin as a Dub herself, but living outside the city now.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, she won't be back to this city for the experience that she had.
Yeah, I think I heard her. I was travelling at the time. This is the lady that encountered the people in the car park. Yeah.
She spoke with passion and delivered a lot better than I could do it.
Right.
But I do think that's just kind of gone away now.
But is this an O'Connell Street that you don't recognise anymore, Mike?
It's O'Connell Street. Like, it's our main thoroughfare, Damien. And it should be the jewel and the crown. And I know that that's the aim of Dublin City Council, to have it that way. But it will never be like that, no matter what they do or what paving they put down, or, you know, boulevard situation or trees or whatever. My point out, there's antisocial behaviour going on. There's no police presence. There's not enough. It needs to be saturated in O'Connell Street with police presence, not necessarily with the high-vis jackets or the peak cap. It needs to be public order units, maybe 10 of them, walking groups of two up and down O'Connell Street, patrolling that street alone.
Yeah, no, I'm not being...
A taxi driver was in Henry Street. You are going to hear more and more incidents of tourists, and I'm ashamed of my life having tourists in this city. I'm embarrassed, because this is going to happen to them all over this summer.
Yeah, but Mike, please don't think I'm being facetious or smart here when I say this, but if you don't venture up O'Connell Street, how do you know that all of this is happening?
I ventured in O'Connell Street. Yeah. I have done.
But what have you seen?
If I want to go to Euston Station, I find that the easiest way to go to is to get a bus into O'Connell Street and take the Red Lewis line to Euston.
Yeah.
That's the fastest way for me. So I use O'Connell Street. So I walk around O'Connell Street. But I'm aware of, and just to be your point, you could walk up and down O'Connell Street and not have anyone interfere with you or ask you for anything. Mm. But there's a menace and intimidation in that street, specifically.
At night time or all the time?
Beg your pardon?
At night time or all the time?
Well, all the time. And when you cross the bridge, I'm leaving O'Connell Street and I walk past into Westmoreland Street and I hit Grafton Street. I find a feel, you know, I'm kind of back in a safe area again. I would consider that hundreds and thousands of people who are Dubs and people who live out the city think the same. Now, the gentleman on Monday was excellent as well, and he portrayed the truth about what's going on here and antisocial behaviour. And it's acceptable. And there's nothing happening. And it needs to happen. And Paula, by the way, her interview should be presented to Dublin City Council on Monday, or when they sit next, and play to them. Or she should be invited by Dublin City Council to give the same interview she gave to Joe Duffy, because she will explain what is happening at the ground.
Yeah.
And why is she ashamed of her city?
Yeah, but
and she a Dub herself.
But Mike,
you have to ask that question.
Yeah,
by the way, she's not alone. There's thousands of people over the years that have rung up radio stations, on TV shows, have said the same thing.
But Mike, you used the phrase earlier on about tackiness. Like, there are a lot of fantastic businesses dotted around O'Connell Street and the side streets, down Talbot Street, Henry Street, Mary Street, and they're paying massive rates. And, you know, they're employing people.
It's not the interesting thing. They're paying massive rates.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And they're there employing people, employing staff. They want to protect them from racial abuse, from verbal abuse, and from physical abuse. And they're not getting that service.
But I'm just trying to make a distinction between, you know, businesses there and the antisocial behaviour.
Well,
there should be a distinction.
Let's be honest. Yeah. The truth hurts here. There's a lot of tacky, cheap shops down there that wouldn't have any reason to go into. I wouldn't go for a cup of coffee on O'Connor Street. If I was going for a cup of coffee, I'd probably head for the Gresham Hotel.
Right, okay.
But just to be in the environment of O'Connor Street, that is the area.
Is it any different to the main thoroughfare in any other city?
Yeah.
Like, if you walk from the... No, but just for example... Yeah, you will in a minute. But if you walk from we'll say, the Central Station to Dam Square in Amsterdam... It's not that much different in general looks, you know, with regards to the shops along that street. If you cross over the river there down towards Dam Square, it's full of those sort of shops. You know, so I'm just wondering, does it differ? Does Dublin, does O'Connell Street, does it differ from the main thoroughfare in many other cities in that regard?
Yes, it does.
It does,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not, like other cities I visit, like Dusseldorf or Vienna, for example. I just feel, you know, they're proud of the city. We don't seem to have the will to make the city, to make it that beautiful city and safe. O'Connell Street is a lovely street and should be. But it was allowed to deteriorate over the years. I mean, I maybe I'm misquoting Joe about 2 years ago when he walked around the city and he described it as a kip. Am I right about that?
I can't remember where he used those words, but it was certainly brought up.
By the way, he was referring to the buildings that are allowed, being the derelict buildings that are around outside O'Connell Street.
Right, okay.
And I think he used those words. No, he can correct us on
all right.
Monday,
I just want to bring in another caller here, Brendan Hearn.
Sure.
Brendan, go ahead. Good afternoon, Brendan.
Yeah, I just wanted to get on to say that most of the people I deal with, and I'm dealing with tourists every day and evening, have a great time in Dublin. That's the first thing to say. I'm not ashamed of the city, and nobody should be. And in general, they have a great time. Now, there are issues, of course, there's issues. But as you say, if you go to Amsterdam, what tourists say to me is that, you know, their own cities are the same. Cities are becoming not workable anymore in that kind of sense. Now, if you don't go into O'Connor Street, you're not going to know what it's like. What there is a problem with is evidence of guards. There is no deterrent on that street. There's not just one or two but there are none.
Do you feel safe, Brendan, walking down O'Connor Street?
Well, I do, yeah.
Yeah. But do you see...
But if you go into the back streets of any major city, and it just so happens that the north inner city would be more dangerous than other places, but I mean... Tourists should be told where to go and where not to go, but in general, to say that you're ashamed that the city is wrong. I mean,
is law and order breaking down in Dublin city centre, Brendan?
I think in all cities they are, you know what I mean?
I don't agree with that.
Well, the tourists say to me, like, their own cities, I mean, especially American cities.
Well, I speak with tourists as well. I meet with them when they're on these walking tours. So you meet a lot of them from different countries who do these large walking tours. They drink in the pubs and you mix with them. And they just mentioned something about the open drug dealing that's going on. They can't believe what they see here. In the city. And it's embarrassing. I'm ashamed of tourists, like what they have to look at and what they see. And you're right, and I agree with you 100%. There is no Gardaí on the beat. There's no visible Gardaí. That needs to be addressed.
Yeah. But the point of it, I mean, you're talking sort of anecdotally. I mean, I'm dealing with it every day. I'm talking to people every day.
Well, the taxi driver who was on previously talking anecdotally, or he's collecting tourists, bringing them to the airport. He's on the front line too.
Well, he was saying generally people are having a great time, but you're going to mention negatives like that. I mean, you are, no matter where you go. The city needs work. The north side of the River Liffey needs work in terms of O'Connell Street. We all know that. It could be a lovely street. It's not a lovely street. A lot of tourists go from O'Connell Street via sort of bus companies that are there. It needs work. But the first thing it needs is a deterrent for the criminality that goes on. And if there is not a deterrent, it will go on. It's simple as that.
Okay.
That man that got stabbed there a couple of weeks ago, it was inevitable.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for your call, Mike. Thank you, Brendan, as well. We have to move on. Back with more after this break.